From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, thanks for joining the Darling Downs Radio Club Q News segment. It's most likely Sunday the 8th of February, and I, for one, am very pleased to be back in the land of the living. Tomorrow night, Monday the 9th of February, is the first of our member and tech meetings for the new year, and the topic is, ta-da, antennas. You can join us in person or by telepresence, and if you do, it's going to be just like being in the room with the rest of us. Although people in the room get tea, coffee and Tim Tams because we're that sort of group. Antennas is a very broad topic with lots to know, lots to learn and lots to swap. Tomorrow night we'll do all of that using a discussion format where we want to know what's worked for you and what hasn't. Along the way, we will investigate verticals and beams, matching, DX and local, transmitting and receiving, and both well-known and more obscure options. Club member Bob, VK4ZOW, has been playing with Yagis using the bent-driven element, and has tales of amazing DX using Yagis from two elements up. There's a bit about that on our website in the invitation to the meeting, and it's worth a read. One discussion I'm looking forward to hearing, what are the recommendations for a decently working antenna that can be installed on a suburban block? That's increasingly important as some of us transition from the family home to community living, and where a tower might not fit. Bring along your experience, your trials, tribulations and failures, and we'll have a great discussion. That's at the District Scouts HQ in Newtown, Toowoomba, 10 Victory Street. All the details are on the website, so it's easy to find. The meeting will start at 1900 AEST to give us time for a bit of a club update. We've been pretty busy over the break, as regular listeners will know. Things are going well, and there are a heap of questions that we'd like to ask you so that we can shape what's coming up this year. We're scheduling a number of projects. Now is the time to open discussion for the club's entry in the John Moyle Field Day, which is only 6 weeks away on March the 21st. Now, if you're listening to this and you're not a member of the Darling Downs Radio Club, then a reminder that the discount rate is 50% off right now. That's for all memberships, so full individual is only $20 right now. Pensioner, student and youth memberships are even less, and the family membership is also discounted. Because it's an even month, we're due for a lunch, and if you check the website at ddrci.org.au, you'll find all about the planned outing at Peacehaven Park in Highfields on Sunday the 22nd of February. Note that it's a Sunday because we believe in spreading the love. Everyone who said, I can't make it on a Saturday, this one's for you. It'll be BYO everything, but plenty of barbecue and resting space is provided on site. Parking is pretty good too. There's tons of it. We'll turn up from 11:30, but if you feel like getting there early, you can also take advantage of the Botanic Park Nursery, which sells plants not found in other nurseries, and the money goes to support the operation of the park. Why not drop a line to lunch@ddrci.org.au to let us know that you're coming. Now, before I go, have you been following the Ham Challenge? Details are on our website, or you can go directly to hamchallenge.org. This is week 6 with a very curious challenge to whistle a Digi or CW QSO. Now, in case that sounds too hard, there is a very big hint on how you could make either of those modes possible. Like travelling to Melbourne, getting there is half the fun. Amateur radio is about experimenting and discovery, which is what the Ham Challenge is designed to encourage. We think it's a pretty cool program. So all that again, tech and member meeting tomorrow evening from 1900 AEST, and everyone is welcome, whether in person or connecting remotely. The informal lunch on Sunday the 22nd of February, put 21st of March in your diary and plan to join us and help with the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. And there's no better use for $20 right now than a quick press of the join button on the website. The website is ddrci.org.au, and if anything is weird, we're listening via the contact form or secretary at ddrci.org.au. I'm probably not going to be able to reply if you try to get me via Whistling Digi or CW, but it's worth a go. Who knows? The club 2-metre net follows at 10 o'clock Queensland time on the club repeater VK4RDD. Thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, and how about I see you tomorrow night? 73.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club with a Redfest 2026 update. If you're wishing to be a part of Redfest 2026 and want to book a table or two, go to the new website, that is redfest.org. So get in early, as there is only 61 days till Redfest. Remember, this year's theme is digital communications, and with the team from FreeDV coming, you won't be disappointed. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM IC7300 Mark II transceiver, plus many more prizes on offer. Bring the whole family and make a day out for everyone to enjoy. Catch up with friends you haven't seen for a while and make new ones. Keep an eye out for the coffee van and the club's famous bacon and egg rolls on the day. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday, the 11th of April, at the Deception Bay North State School, 33 to 49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you all at Redfest.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.